Hi, I'm Will Roadhouse, and I'm the CEO of Compass Group International.
And I'm Dean Studebaker, CEO of Compass Group International.
And do we have a huge announcement today? And this is a big one. And this is something that we've been wanting to do for a very, very, very long time. But we just never were able to do it due to constraints, which is being able to expand our organization to agents, to other agents in the United States that are working in other states. So let me give you a scenario. If you don't know the background of Compass Group International, please go to our Facebook page. Just look up Compass Group International or look at some of our prior videos, but kind of give you a quick 35,000 feet overview. Compass Group International is, since day one, since 2002, is an international real estate consulting firm based out of Costa Rica and also we're now based out of Asia. And since 2002, we consistently always get emails, we get phone calls of and friends and relatives and friends of friends saying, hey, we want to come work for you guys. We're a realtor. I'm a realtor or I'm a broker in Minneapolis or somewhere in Florida or back east, Midwest, wherever it may be, or even Hawaii, saying, hey, we want to work for Compass. We like what you guys do. You guys are very into technology. You're very forward thinking. We want to come work for you. And then when we talk to them, the problem is that we never had the capability of transferring or bringing your real estate license over to us. And as you know, if you know real estate law, that's literally impossible. That's a very, very difficult task because we would have to obviously have a broker's license in all 50 states. And that's just something that we weren't willing to do. Well, now we have that capability. Now, if you're a real estate professional, it doesn't matter where you are located in the United States, now you can join our team. So today, this is going to be a series of podcasts. We're going to start with a series of five, but we're going to continue to expand on this podcast series because this is going to be a model for us because we really want to expand our brand. And as you know, we are forward-thinking. We're not your traditional brick-and-mortar real estate company that still practices real estate, you know, back, you know, 15, 20 years ago, like you see most of your brokers and most of these other brand names. You know, we're very, as you can see, you know, we mastered social media marketing, video production, as you know. You know, we have extensive background in TV production. We were on House Hunters International, produced our episodes from 2004 to 2012. So Dean, what were some of the agents and brokers that you talked to when they said they want to come over and work for us? What were some of the problems they were experiencing with their current brokers or some of the problems that they had and why they wanted to come work for us?
The biggest reason was their brokers wouldn't allow them. So there's a lot of broker owners that didn't allow their agents who want to be able to do international real estate, not maybe full-time, whether it was even just part-time, obviously. Their broker owners wouldn't allow them. Not so much because of a licensing thing. They just didn't want their agents wasting that time, and they didn't support it. So that was always the biggest hurdle more than anything was that. The second biggest hurdle always is for any international or person who wants to do international lending is they typically...
Not lending.
Oh, yeah, buying or real estate. Typically the broker or the real estate agent, the biggest problem that they usually have is they maybe have a buyer or two, maybe even a few more than that, but they never really had the listing side of things. So that was also their other biggest hurdle was like, well, how do I even have listings? I don't even know where to begin because there's no MLS and all that stuff in these different countries. You can't just go on to the Costa Rica, the Panama, the Mexico, the Belize, the Dominican Republic, you know, MLS to find out what houses are available. It just doesn't work that way. So those are always and that's where we come in because then we have the listings. We know where to, you know, where is best for your client to be and go and all that stuff. So that was always the two biggest hurdles. One, the broker owner wouldn't allow them to for a variety of different reasons. And then two, they didn't know what to do because they didn't have the listings. So those are two problems that we've always faced with them. But we can provide the listings, but then if we had the listings and their broker wouldn't let them, we're back to square one. So those are always some of the biggest challenges.
So as we all know, the world is going to be coming to be a smaller, smaller place, you know, with social media, with technology now, you know, the real estate professionals that's listening to this podcast right now, it doesn't matter what part of the United States you live in. I'm sure you've run across clients that want to buy a place in Latin America, maybe in Mexico or in Costa Rica or Panama, Dominican Republic, or even down in South America like Chile and Argentina. Or if you're a broker or a realtor in the West Coast, like in California, you may have clients, Asian clients, that says, hey, you know what? I'm Chinese and I want to buy a place in China. I want to buy a place in Hong Kong, Singapore, Taiwan. Or I'm Vietnamese. I want to buy a place in Vietnam. But the problem is that you just didn't know where to go. And then when you found a brokerage or broker like us that provides these listings that have already been vetted by us, because obviously we've been doing it for a very, very long time, the broker says no. Mm-hmm. No, they're not going to allow it. Or if you decide, you're like, okay, if we've had many of these individuals, real estate professionals saying, you know, Will Dean, I'm willing to give up my real estate license to come work for you guys full time. And the problem there was, is selling international real estate is like selling commercial real estate. So everybody knows as a real estate professional, you start off with domestic real estate first. And then once you establish that foundation, if you want to get up there and play with the big boys in commercial real estate, it takes time because you have to understand the lingo, you have to get the listings. And as we all know, your typical transaction before you close your first commercial real estate deal can be 1 to 2 to 3 years down the road. So it's a long, drawn-out process. International real estate is the same exact thing. So, you know, we would have real estate professionals that would do it full-time, but they don't have the proper funds saved up where they can live on savings for 6 months to a year before they close their first international deal. So that's why we always say it behooves you to keep your license and continue to sell domestic real estate while we're helping you with your international real estate business. Well, now we've married all of them together. So now if you decide that your future is international real estate, because now you're beginning to travel, now you're beginning to get a huge network of international buyers or investors, but now we can do both. Now you can still keep your domestic real estate license, regardless of where you're located in the United States, and you can sell international real estate. I mean, Dean, when you heard this news that we're able to do this now, I know that you're excited, but don't you see this as a future of real estate? I mean, domestic real estate in the past, obviously the United States is really one of the few countries that where you have to be licensed and pass a state exam to sell real estate professionally. But don't you see the future is not just selling within your own zip code?
Yeah, I mean, the advantage of stuff like this is, again, as the markets become more integrated together globally, and more homeowners or buyers or investors in the U.S. look to go outside the U.S. now for investments in real estate, coming across brokerages or companies that have the ability to do this are going to be important. And what I like to tell people is it's not like if you're just REMAX may have hundreds of offices all around the world. That's true. But the problem is with the REMAXes and the Keller Williams and the Century 21s is you maybe know one office in that particular country or there's two offices in that particular country, but that generally doesn't mean they know the entire country or they don't have a reach into the, you know, to every parts of the country. And there are still a lot of countries that are out there where there still isn't even a presence of the Century 21s and the REMAXes and the Keller Williams of the world. So you really need to work with companies like ours where we're much more diverse and we have a much more better background into these countries. Because again, if you run to a, let's say, let's go with REMAX in Bangkok. If you work for REMAX in Los Angeles and you have a buyer that's interested in Bangkok, Bangkok's a big city, and you can't just call one or two of the RE/MAX people there and know that you're getting a full picture of the entire city. It's no different than if you're in Los Angeles and someone calls your office is based in Huntington Beach, or you're in Redondo or someplace, but they want a house out in or up in Santa Monica or up in Pacific Palisades. That's not your zip code. That's not your backyard. That's not what you know. And you maybe don't know the new home developers up there. That's what we do. Our research and our background dives into all the hot spots in the entire country, not the local 6 to 10 mile radius that maybe local brokerage just works. We scour the country, get the backgrounds of the best developers to work with for that whole country so that we can provide a much broader, or we can present much broader options for your investor or real estate buyer, or second home buyer, whoever. So that's one of the big differences with us as well. So as the global markets open up for real estate and investors, for people to go outside more, they're going to need to be working with companies that like ours, where we can provide you much more background and much more many more options than you can if you just work with the typical big brand name brokerage.
So now we're welcoming everyone with open arms. Whether you're a real estate professional, licensed real estate professional in Texas, in Florida, in Georgia, in California, in Oregon, in New York, Arizona, Las Vegas, wherever it may be, you can now work for Compass. And in the next podcast, we're going to talk about why you want to come and work with Compass. It's not just the fact that you can bring your real estate license over, but in addition to that is that we provide rev sharing, but more on the support and branding side. Is Dean, how many times, because obviously we work with real estate professionals all around the world, and it doesn't matter what part of the world you live in, it's all the same. The challenges are that you as a real estate professional, you go work for a broker, and the broker, when they're trying to lure you in, they promise you the world. Oh yeah, you're gonna be able to have some time on the floor to answer phones. You're gonna have a mentor that's gonna help you. We're gonna place ads. I've even heard as far as we're gonna place ads for you in a newspaper and blah blah blah. They never do it.
Yeah.
Once they come over, it's basically okay. So you're on your own, and this is their excuse. So when the agent goes to the broker and says, hey, Mr. Broker, Mrs. Broker, you promised me all this stuff, so where is it? They'll say, well, you have to prove yourself first.
Mm-hmm.
Is that, yes, you'll get that, but you got to prove yourself first.
Get a couple of deals first.
Yes, get a couple of deals first, and then we'll talk. But right now, remember this, is that you are a real estate professional. You are a realtor. This is your own business. Treat it like your own business. You are an independent contractor, so go do what you want. I'm just here as your support, which basically is zero. So what we bring to the table is something that no broker, I don't know if any broker does it, is providing and educating our team, our agents, our brokers that are working with us on sales, marketing, and branding, specifically on a social media side. A lot of you may have seen us, some of our episode on Home and Garden TV's House Hunters International. And that's why in the past you've contacted us saying, hey, we want to come work for you. We want to sell international real estate. You know that we own a production company, that we have mastered social media. We have mastered personal branding. We're going to help you with that. We're going to help you with things as little as how to personally brand yourself, how you should structure your videos, what your format should be, what you should be filming it on, how long should the videos be, what sort of pictures and shareables should you be posting, what sort of content, original content, you should be posting on your timelines instead of regurgitating articles from NAR or whatever association you belong to. And the other thing too is also, Dean, how many times have you seen, you look in the MLS and you see horrible pictures taken by realtors, And not just horrible pictures, which is shocking. You can't, you know, it's like I see these pictures and they're either, most of them are too dark and too narrow. It's like, okay, just, did you know that there's such thing as wide angle lenses and how to frame a picture, how to frame a room? People don't know how to do that. We can teach you how to do that in some of our educational classes, but more so ever is video marketing. Even on home tours, I've seen videos. Dean and I have seen videos of home tours, and they are horrible. They're horrendous. Not just the fact that they're too long or they're too short. It doesn't give a good picture of the house. They're boring. And how about, Dean, when you see...
when they're walking and they're constantly shaking and it's just like... you're getting nauseous and seasick just watching the camera going back and forth.
Exactly. And then how about, and this is, you know, everyone's at fault of doing this, is when a real estate professional does a home tour, like a house, they want to do a house hunters type of home tour, and you can't hear them. Mm-hmm. The audio is horrible. And it's a simple thing of educating you guys on how to do pro audio. Educating you on how to frame your videos, how to frame yourself in the picture. All these things on marketing, branding, sales, we're going to help you with that. Nobody else is going to do that. So that's why you want to come work for us. So email us. Let's get on the conference call. Let's discuss your options, because we're just scratching the surface. So our next podcast, we're going to talk about more about how we can help you. But also, we're going to talk about, for those individuals that have always thought about having a career in real estate, but has always kind of hesitated. So now, we're going to provide you with a podcast on the benefits of getting a real estate license, the benefit of hanging it with us, and the future of real estate and how it differs from any other traditional brokerage. So, Dean, do you have anything else to add?
Yeah, we're good there.
We look forward to talking to you, and we look forward to working with you. So we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys.